I'm Natasha, and I work in the donor recruitment team at DKMS.
And we're also joined by
Hannah Tarrant, and I'm the donor recruitment team lead at DKMS.
We've got a stem cell donor registration event happening this weekend in Chiswick at the Town Hall. Before we get on to that, Natasha, if you wouldn't mind, I know you've got a bit more of a personal connection to this event. Do you want to start off by telling us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, sure. So I guess it all kind of started when I was just 3 months old. My mum realised that I had a bit of a rash on my leg, and it didn't go after a few days. So she decided to take me to the GP just to get it checked out, make sure it was nothing serious. Literally, as soon as the GP saw the rash, he sort of said to us, you know, you need to go to A&E straight away. You need to go to hospital right now. So we were then in an ambulance on the way to the hospital, and within a few hours and a few blood tests later, I was then diagnosed with two different types of leukemia, acute myeloid and acute lymphoblastic. The doctors didn't know whether I would survive the next 24 hours because it was so acute and so aggressive. The doctors didn't know, you know, whether I would survive the next 24 hours. Luckily, I did. They started treatment straight away, but this treatment wasn't going to be a cure. They knew the leukemia would come back and I needed a stem cell transplant. My sister was tested to see if she was a match for me to donate her stem cells. Sadly, she wasn't. There's only a 25% chance that your sibling will be a match. So then sort of the search started to find me a donor. Of course, this is all going on in the background whilst I'm only 3 months old. I'm going through all of this invasive treatment and chemotherapy, which has had a really detrimental effect to my overall health. But they did find a donor, and then I had my stem cell transplant, and, you know, it was the best thing ever. My parents were obviously so happy. Sadly, it didn't work. The doctors didn't really know why. The donor cells just didn't take to my body, and they weren't happy there. So a year later, I was actually going for another routine blood test, and I relapsed. The leukemia came back, and of course the doctors were hesitant to sort of do another transplant because they'd already tried that. But my mum, being the Mancunian that she is, she sort of protested, and she sort of said to the doctors, you know, let's just try one more time. If there is a donor, you know, this could save Natasha's life. So they decided to do a second search on the register. And luckily, another donor was found for me, and I had my second transplant. And since then, I have been in remission ever since, living a very normal, healthy life since, and I now work for the stem cell register. So yeah, that's a quick summary there.
Brilliant, thank you for sharing that with us. So would you say that that second stem cell transplant saved your life then?
Yeah, 100%. If my donor hadn't signed up and decided to donate, I literally would not be here on the radio today talking to you.
And obviously you were only 3 months old, so I imagine you probably don't remember much. But what did your family go through, and what was it like when they finally found a match for you and it worked?
So yeah, as you said, I was very young, so I actually don't remember any of this time of my life, which is obviously really lucky for me, but not so lucky to my parents. I was actually diagnosed on the day that we were moving house. So not great time in there. But yeah, it was obviously devastating. I have a sister who was at the time only 8 years old. So she had to go and live with my grandparents because my parents pretty much moved into the hospital with me. When they found out that the second stem cell transplant was going ahead and that there was that second donor, my mum always describes it as like winning the lottery. It's just out of this world feeling. It's so rare and so lucky to have a match. It's really hard to put into words. But yeah, they are all super grateful for the stem cell register. And it's always been a part of my life as well, the charity, because I've always known about this time in my life. So it's sort of grown with me. And I guess that's why I've chosen to work for them as well, because yeah, without the stem cell register, I wouldn't be here today.
And Hannah, you might want to jump in on this question. Why is it so hard to find a match? Is it because of the lack of people on the register?
Yeah, so it's a number of things. Yeah, there's only 7% of the UK eligible population are actually registered as donors. So that's a really small percentage of people, which of course then contributes to that. Also, there is a lack of people from ethnic minority backgrounds on the register. So of that 7%, only 16% of those people are from ethnic minority backgrounds, which makes finding a match within those communities even more difficult. So it's really kind of just, yeah, I guess generally around the fact that there's less people on the register. So that's why we're working really hard to encourage more people to sign up, raising awareness and hosting events like we are on Sunday in Chiswick.
And Natasha, I know that you finally eventually got to meet your donor. Is that correct?
Yes. So a few years ago, I think when I first started working for the Stem Cell Register, I was obviously quite intrigued to find out who my donor was. There is that anonymous period for 2 years after your transplant where you can't, you know, get in touch directly with your donor or vice versa. And it took me, yeah, over 20 years to sort of get in touch with my donor. And again, that's just because I was so young. But then obviously, once I'd sort of matured and realised how serious the situation was and that, you know, thanks to the kindness of a stranger, I'm here today, I wanted to reach out myself and, you know, see who it was. And yeah, I sent them an anonymous letter initially, and then they sent one back to me in which I found out his name was Pete. He lives in the UK, lives in Swindon. He's in his 60s now. And he said in his letter that he's never cried so many tears of joy when he found out that I had actually survived. Because it had been so long, over 20 years since I had my transplant, he actually didn't know that, you know, the transplant worked. He asked for no updates because it was such a poor prognosis. So it was probably quite a pleasant surprise for him to find out that I'm, yeah, now 28 and working for the charity that saved my life. But yeah, meeting Pete was one of the most surreal moments of my life. It's really hard to put into words. There's no situation quite like it. To just be sat across the table from someone that saved your life is, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. And did you ever, as you mentioned, Hannah, that there's only 7% of people in the UK on the register. Natasha, did you ever find out why he signed up in the first place?
So it was all thanks to his wife, actually. His wife sort of signed him up. And I don't think he truly knew what she'd signed him up for. And then, yeah, it was only a couple of years later, he got this blood kit in the post. It was like, you're a match. And he was like, what the hell is this? So, yeah, it's all down to Pete's wife.
Well, big shout out to Pete's wife then, because she, yeah. Pete's wife saved your life, literally.
Yeah.
And how has your experience going through this personally shaped the way you see the importance of stem cell donation?
Yeah, so obviously with my situation, I was so lucky to have a match and to have two transplants. And my mum obviously always says it was such a traumatic time for her, because she was, you know, only 27 when I was diagnosed, and, you know, just going through all that treatment, that intensive treatment, the uncertainties of whether it would work or not is quite harrowing. And then when we work with patients that don't have a match and they don't have a donor on the register for them, it's just unfathomable. Like, I can't get my head around how they must be feeling. You know, having a transplant is absolutely life-changing and has so many impacts on your health that to not even have the option of having one is, yeah, it's hard to sort of imagine what that must feel like. And I feel very privileged to have been able to have a transplant. So when people don't have a match, it's yeah, it's really, really upsetting. And I just want to make sure that everyone has that equal chance of being able to have a transplant to give them a second chance at life, like I have.
So this event is being held this weekend. Hannah, do you want to tell us a bit more about it, where it is, and what's it for?
So our event is this Sunday, the 6th of April, and it's running between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. at Chiswick Town Hall. So we're asking people within the local community and London to get behind us and come and join the register on Sunday. Registering is a really simple and easy process. So you'll come down to the Town Hall. We'll talk you through our eligibility criteria. So we need people to be between 17 and 55, in general good health, and not already registered with any other organisations. They can then come along, fill out a short questionnaire, and then complete three cheek swabs, which gets them onto the register. And that's it. It's a really simple, easy process to get registered.
Yeah, it sounds super simple. And if there's people who would like to join the register, but they can't come down on Sunday, or maybe other reasons why they can't come down in person, are they able to sign up online?
Yes, you can register online at dkms.org.uk. You'll find lots more information there, and then you'll be able to order your kit, and we will send the swabs to your home where you can complete them and then send them back to us.
And obviously, this is happening in Chiswick. Who's invited to the event? You said the age is there, but can anyone from any area come along?
Yes, of course, we would love to see as many people there as possible. So, of course, we would love people from all over London, or Surrey, of course, to also join.
And do you need to bring any kind of documentation with you?
No, people don't need to bring anything at all with them, just themselves, and their willingness to get registered.
And obviously, it sounds like a really simple process to sign up. If someone is a match, talk us through what happens then. What's the process like?
So if you're called as a match, in 9 out of 10 cases, it is as simple as donating blood platelets. So blood comes out one arm, spun through an apheresis machine, and you get your blood back in the other arm. It's a simple and easy outpatient procedure.
So it's not very invasive at all. It literally is just giving blood.
Yeah, it's a really simple sort of process. And like I say, that happens in 9 out of 10 cases. So that is the most common method of donation.
And obviously, you guys, I'm imagining, are going to be there. There's going to be other people from the team. Are people going to be able to chat to people for advice if possible?
Yep, so there will be Natasha will be there herself, so of course people can also ask her about her story, and then yes, some of our colleagues will also be there from DKMS, so we'll be more than happy to talk to people about the process. So we'd also encourage people to come along if they just want to find out some more information, and know what it's all about.
And you did mention that there is a particular need for donors of certain backgrounds.
Yeah, so in the UK, only 7% of the population are registered, and of that 7%, only 16% of those people are from ethnic minority backgrounds, which means finding a donor for people from those communities is really difficult because matching correlates heavily with your heritage. So we really also want to change that. So we're encouraging people, yeah, from also ethnic minority backgrounds to come along on Sunday and get registered.
And a question for both of you, what would you say to someone who might be a little bit nervous about signing up?
So, if you're feeling a bit nervous, that is obviously completely normal, and everyone probably feels that way. But I would say think of it as a very special thing that you're doing. You're saving someone's life at the end of the day. So I guess if you put it into that perspective, you're doing such a small, simple thing. It's a few hours out of your day to save someone's life.
And Hannah, is there anyone that springs to mind? Obviously, you can keep them anonymous. Any other stories of people whose lives have been saved that you've worked with and how it's impacted them?
Yeah, we get the privilege of working with a lot of patients, and it's, you know, really amazing when we do see people getting stem cell transplants. We've had patients who, again, similar to Natasha, have been really young, or children that are school age and have had to stop normal life. They can't go to school, they're in hospital constantly. And it's really amazing to be able to see them go through the transplant and then be able to return to normality and things that kids should be able to do, like going to school, riding their bike, going on holiday. So I think for us, it's really just about, yeah, being able to see people out the other side and actually just enjoying what a stem cell transplant is able to give them back.
And what's your ultimate hope for this event and the DKMS campaign?
Our ultimate hope is to increase awareness within the local community and get more people registered as potential donors, because it can be, a real lifeline for people in need of a stem cell transplant.
Finally, what would you say to people listening to this to encourage them to come down on Sunday, or if they can't make it on Sunday, just sign up online?
We would love to just see as many people as possible. We would really encourage people, if they're unsure, to come down and have a talk with us. You can also find out lots more information ahead of the event on our website, dkms.org.uk. But it's going to be a great event just for the local community. So if you're unsure, please come along and talk to us. We'd love to get to know more people.
And Natasha, from a personal level, obviously you've been through this whole procedure before. What would you say, almost speaking for people who are going through what you went through when you were 3 months old, who are looking for a donor, what would you say to people to encourage them to donate, to support them?
Basically, I would say, please do get registered. It is such a simple, easy process. It's 3 cheek swabs. It's 10 minutes of your day. And once you're on the register, you know, there's only a 1 in 800 chance that you would ever be a match for a patient. But it's so special to be that match, to be that genetic twin with someone. It's such a special thing to do, a life-saving thing to do, and it's very easy. So please, please do take the time to sign up.